Jaya Guru Omkara, Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara, Jaya Guru Omkara, Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara. Hara 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 Mahadeva, Brahma Vishnu Sarashiva, Hara 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 Mahadeva, Jaya Guru Omkara. Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara, Jaya Guru Omkara, Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara. Brahma Vishnu Sadashiva, Hara 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 Mahadeva, Brahma Vishnu Sadashiva, Hara 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 Mahadeva. Jaya Guru Omkara, Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara, Jaya Guru Omkara, Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara. Brahma Vishnu Sadashiva, Hara 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 Mahadeva. Brahma Vishnu Sadashiva, Hara 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 Mahadeva.
You don't need the equipment.
Wait. It's very nice without.
Yes.
You're free.
Actually, it sounds exactly the same. Okay. You can sell the equipment and then you can have some extra money.
Oh, right. That would be nice.
Well, here we are. Let me begin. Om Shri Sache Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai, Gurudev Bhagwan Ki Jai, Sacha Sangha Ki Jai. For anyone who is new, let's say, not that you're really new, but maybe it's your first time here to the Zoom satsang, Om Shri Sache Mahaprabhu Ki Jai means victory. Let's see, Om is the sound of the universe. Om Shri, venerable. Om Shri Sache, the truth within every being that cannot be denied by anyone or destroyed, can be doubted, but not otherwise. Om Shri Sache, Maha, great, Prabhu, God, victory to that. Mm-hmm. Om Shri Sache, Maha, Prabhu, Ki Jai, Paramatma, Ki Jai, victory to that which is beyond all limits. Gurudev, Bhagwan, Ki Jai, that which is within you that brings the light of wisdom, victory to that. Sacha Sangha, Ki Jai, to all who are true. And everyone is true, whether they know it or not. Victory to that. So, greetings. Back in Tirthasacha, so that means satsangs will go on as normal for a little while. We go to Mandali, we'll see what happens there. And I thank you all for your patience with my travel and so on like that. Was a strong journey, as you know. I've written to you and talked to you about it. And it brings a topic for today about imposed changes, which I feel are really imminent at this time. Do you feel that too? Yeah, I have some shaking heads yes on that. And I know that, you can see it in Israel, you can see it in the world, and then it becomes intimate because we have for so long and perhaps so many lifetimes, perhaps, gone down this road of the Dharma means the way to oneself, nature, heart, wisdom. And then as we walk that road, we live those qualities. And it looks as though that there is a deeply imposed change that's happening on the planet right now. And within people, I see it within people. And like my son, Don, that's an imposed challenge. And it's, though it has some really hard elements, really hard, as you know, there is a streaming bright light in the midst of it that would not have come about without this imposed challenge. And the requirement for change, and also the requirement for what are we doing on this spiritual path? Are we do we come along because it's inspiring and uplifting? That's good. Out of curiosity, that's also, it's all good in a way. At least curiosity will be appeased one way or another. And how do we approach those challenges that are imposed upon us at this time? And the imposition, in my view, is grace. Sometimes grace looks like beauty and delivery, mercy and sustenance. And sometimes grace looks like hardship and what have we come to know about ourselves, and how do we emerge this wisdom at the most crucial times? Well, that certainly is a question imposed upon my challenge. And I can see that my body reacts. It gets tense. I was saying that I feel like I'm on a roller coaster, literally, in the stomach. And there is a deep and powerful peace abiding in all of this, which says it is as it is. It is as it will be. It will be as it will be as well. And that we find our way through it in the faith that we have in love. In acceptance of the challenge. In knowing for sure, that we're going to get through this well. You know, Jivanjali gave me this ring. And it says, it says it backwards here. How quaint. Let's see. It says, this too shall pass. Yes, it will. And it is passing. Emotionally stable and reflective. And be careful not to get too stormy. Well, it's up to you, but I'm speaking to you about passing through these challenges in a way that we benefit. We benefit everyone else. We can't deny our feelings. We should not deny our feelings. And yet we must, in my view, we must. Whether we must or not, I have no idea. It's up to you whether you must or not. I must. I'm very grateful for this challenge. I wouldn't want it for anyone. And yet I'm extremely grateful for this challenge because it's always inwardly looking, seeing where is the grace in this. It's not hard to find. How to proceed, how it is that the reflective emotions are serving so well everyone. And how energy is working. This has been brought to my awareness that no matter how my emotions may roller coaster, they are reflective because I am, as you are, aware of the grace and the strength and the clarity and how love guides us through these incredible challenges. And you know, it's not only me. I mean, Jivanjali's daughter has been diagnosed with leukemia. Premdelu is in the center of Israel and all of its, what can we say? Horrific time. And I see that these imposed changes, gosh, can you say that what's happening in Israel is an imposed challenge to, it is an imposed challenge to change. There's no doubt about that. And that's for humanity. There's no doubt about it. We have to change. The world is not going to change unless we change. The whole world is a reflection of the consciousness of the human being. There's no question about that. And when we change, the world will change. And we are changing, and the world is changing. And we're likely to have, who can say? We have what we have. And it is always a reminder that we move through everything through the faith of love. And again, this love is not an emotional, cozy little lovey-dovey looking for, I need attention. I want. Somebody needs to give me love. I have to have it. No, it's an outpouring. It comes from your heart to everything on earth. It is your offering into life. So all of the other teachings in love are pretty much dissolving right now. Huh? The teaching is, we're going to get through this. We're going to get through it well. We're going to support each other. We're going to come to our dignity and our integrity as human beings and offer to each other the love in our heart so that we can move along. No, I would say yes. Well, whether you say yes or not, that's up to you. That's always up to you. So there's some, there, not only some, there is an amazing upwelling of challenge and insight. And I'm finding beauty in the situation with my son, Don. I'm finding incredible beauty and kindness and generosity. And, well, you will find what you're focused on, won't you? That's going to be the thing. What you live, you will live because that's what you're focused on. It's not a happy situation. It's a very unhappy situation. I was just telling Madhu here, oh, don't be sad. How can I say not to be sad? If you're sad, be sad. But on the energy component here, be careful not to take your sadness into what you're offering to the situation. Just take your heart in. Because I've seen that when we impose, oh, it's not good, this is terrible, this is so hard, it is. There's no question about it. However, we need to clean up the energy field with the love of our heart, the faith that we're going to get through this really well, and we're going to get something out of this that perhaps we've never seen before. I'm only speaking through my own experience. There's something glorious in the hardship. They say what doesn't kill you will make you stronger. I find also that, now this may be very sensitive and delicate, but I find that when we have the opportunity to be strong and capable, we know we are. You are. And offering a very fine energy into any situations, because we've had a huge prayer circle, which worked really well, in my estimation. Can I prove it? No, it did. That's my view. So, I don't know what your view is. You have your view. So we have to be careful not to take these situations that we are imposed, that are imposed upon us, and become crushed by them emotionally. Oh, it's just so heavy. It is. There's no question about it. But this is my opportunity to offer something into the situation that comes from my heart and soul that my master, Maharaji, has reminded me of, reminded you of, that never dies, cannot be broken, cannot be taken away, is ever present and ever graceful in every situation, even at the last breath. whatever the situation is, shine the light of love into it. Love is such a catchphrase. And its meaning is so vast that defining love is very, very, very difficult. I remember when Mount St. Helens blew up. And that was up in Washington, and way down in Eugene, Oregon, we were getting the dust, and they said the dust went everywhere. And Spirit Lake was destroyed, and all of the destruction, 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 destruction. And immediately, life started blooming again on Mount St. Helens. Immediately. Well, it tells something. Mount St. Helens had to blow. There's no question about it. Mount St. Helens did blow. And the freshness of life came back immediately. I don't know, of course I never know, if my words are touching you or serving you well. But the hardest times are definitely the times of strength and love, offering. My view, prayer is very powerful. For those who are inclined, you understand. For those who are not inclined, you will never understand. And it doesn't matter. You don't have to understand. It's not important that you understand. You're not so well inclined. So what? You can't make people inclined. And it doesn't mean you're any less or any better than anyone else if you're inclined to prayer or not. But that kind of focus brings up in us the ability to see past the hardship and into the resolution, the help, the inspiration, the uplifting of any situation. When we focus, blessings to you, blessings to you. What that means, I don't know. Thy will be done. I don't know what that means either. But whatever it is, let it be so. God bless you. And may we learn profoundly, simply, what is within us that carries us through and emerges what we have spent our life focusing on in our spirituality. Our natural, I feel spirituality is the natural human being. So it is that hardship and challenge, if seen well, will bring us even greater insight into our inner workings. Would that be the right word? Our ability. An understanding of love that is undefinable and the power of it between each other, through each other. Anyhow, that's what I would like to say, is that the challenge that has come into my life, into Jivanjali's life, into your life, because I was looking through the gallery while Premo was giving this chant, and I could see on the faces, I don't know if you're relating to me or not, but I could see on the faces challenge. Imposed challenge. How will you proceed? Go inside, so to speak, and be guided from your heart, because your heart will always guide you well. And take up the challenge. That's what I would say. I would also like to speak about information and speaking with each other. Oftentimes, and right fighting, I'm right, you're wrong. Well, from Ananda Maima's point of view, she says from everyone's perspective, everyone is right. So I'm going to give you an example with Indra and I. That maybe there would be a time when we would be speaking and there would be come a knot in the conversation, because we're trying to get our point across. I've seen that it's nothing more than information, and information's important. I don't know why it has to become fiery or hateful or mean spirited or any of that, because basically it's information. And if we take it for information, I'm informing you, this is the way I see it. I want to hear how you see it. I want to know how you see it. This is our conversation. I want your information as well. This is simply information. It's not anything more than that. And there's no need to get all scrambled up inside about it, because I'm only informing you. I like information too. I'm all for information. For me, information is wonderful. As a matter of fact, information is greater than information sometimes. But I'm not attempting to be right here. I'm looking for the solution, or offering you what I see, not in opposition to what you see. What? What, Antisa? No, there's something there.
I wasn't tracking it. I'm sorry.
What's that?
I wasn't tracking it.
Where were you?
I was considering when it was going to be right. Sorry.
Why don't you just get up and go to the toilet?
I just want to hear what you're saying.
But you weren't listening. Go to the toilet. See, that's just so wonderful. I just had this exchange with Antisa. I'm looking at her and her head is kind of, I can always tell what you're thinking. I don't want to know what you're thinking. Believe me, I'm not interested in what you're thinking. I'm not interested in what I'm thinking. I'm not interested in what you're thinking ever. So I see everybody smiling on that one. Yeah, that's right. So I'm not a mind reader, although I can read your mind. I'm not even remotely interested. But you tell a lot on your face always. And that's wonderful. It's very innocent. It's very beautiful. The expression on your face, you cannot get away from speaking through your through your face. No, you can't. You just can't. You can even think you can, but you cannot. That's the beauty of it. Oh, yeah. So everybody's got their face going in certain ways over here. Not everybody. I'm just joking. So So she, I said, what's going on, Aunt Isa? Because you're telling me something's going on. So she tells me something's going on by her face. I can tell something's going on by everybody's face, how it is. She says, I'm wondering, or I wasn't tracking you. I loved this tracking you business. We're going to change that language right away. So she says, I wasn't tracking you. Well, why not? Because I'm wondering what time would be right to go to the restroom. I love this story. This, I'm going to use this story forever. So she says, I'm wondering what time to go to the restroom. Well, why don't you just get up and go to the restroom, Aunt Isa? Because I want to hear what you have to say, but you're not listening. She went, oh, and went to the toilet. Hello? That's a good story. I'm keeping that one. Yeah, good stories are very important because they give a person an opportunity to reflect inside themselves those very qualities that someone else has experienced. How wonderful is that? It's simply information. I don't need to be right. Actually, I don't need to be right. Being wrong for me is as wonderful as being right because it sends me to, Okay, so this is it, not this or that or what I thought or how I thought it was, but how it actually is. Yeah, right and wrong, who cares? And sometimes it's important to be right. So nothing is lost. The baby isn't thrown out with the bathwater. This is reflection. Thank you, Aunt Isa. This was the greatest story. I'm holding on to this one for a long time. It's just... of all of the stories, I'll remove your name, but now everybody knows.
Anything in service to you.
It was Aunt Isa, right? But for the newcomers, if they ever do come, then we won't mention her name. I want to hear you. I'm thinking of this. I'm not tracking you. What is tracking you? What does it mean to track you? Why you just don't remain open and listen?
Tracking you.
You said that.
I'm not tracking you.
Anyhow, I'm in satsang. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
So, I'm simply informing you how I want to hear your information too. And I don't need to be emotional, and I don't need to attack you, and I don't need to be attacked because I love you. That's why. And if you attack me, I'm just going to ask you, I want to hear what you have to say. Because I love you. And sometimes we do shut each other down, and sometimes we do get irritated, and sometimes we do. Okay. It's simply information, unemotional, and could be right, could be wrong. But it doesn't matter because right and wrong just show us what is, what could be, how we can proceed. So sometimes when I was offering Indra something, he just totally refused it right off the bat, totally refused it. Okay, but then I learned that I'm simply adding to the conversation. I'm not changing it or insisting that my way is right. And Indra liked that a lot because I suppose because I'm a dominant, not domineering, dominant presence. And that he probably has to protect himself quite a bit in his own ideas, that this dominant person doesn't overtake just by being dominant. That's just natural. I can't do anything about it. It's my pathway in life. Don't have to be domineering. That's the difference. And Indra liked it. And from then on, and I was glad he liked it because it was true. I'm only adding to the conversation. I'm not trying to shut you down. Isn't it true? Yeah. And so from then on, we had really good conversations. And we could always return to that. Actually, I'm not trying to shut you down. I'm just adding to the conversation here. This is just information. Take it or leave it. That's all up to you. You don't have to take it and you don't have to leave it. And that comes from a state of love and the willingness not to always argue, huh? Or disagree or push somebody else aside so that your way is the way. So those are the two things that I wanted to speak about today. Now, one more thing before you raise your hand, and if you want, you can begin raising your hand so that we can see how many hands are raised. For those who are so inclined, it doesn't mean that you're any better than anyone else. This idea that it doesn't work. It doesn't work well at all. Then it becomes a thing. And when we have a thing, we give that thing attention. And it's irrelevant. So for those who are so inclined, I am working with Sri and Will and Antisa particularly to create a world prayer circle. And we already have that going. We have it going with the Medicine Buddha site, and we have 5,000 people on the Medicine Buddha site serving with the Medicine Buddha mantra. Om Namu Bhagavate Vaya Shaja Guru Vaya Dariya Prabha Rajaya Chitakataya Arahate Samyaksham Buddhaya Teta Om Bikaje Bikaje Maha Bikaje Bikaje Rajaya Samukate Swaha. And I don't know how many people are chanting. It must be many, many, many. And they did for my son, Donnie. They had Medicine Buddha circles. So we have this at the Worldwide Healing Center Medicine Buddha mantra, which you can add a name or you can chant, whatever you would like to do. And it's regulated. Somebody's taking care of it and managing it all the time. So that's one. And I want to have notice for like Jivanjali's daughter, for like the people in Israel, for whatever, whoever, that you want to beam a light of love to in a support of their capacity and strength and healing. And what I'm considering now is that we make this circle in the Sangha, and the Sangha creates circles outside of the Sangha and creates circles of friends. And even those friends can create circles. And we start looking like the Great Lakes during a rainstorm. It's just coming in, coming in, coming in, coming in. And I had this experience with my son, Don, as I just now mentioned. It was very beautiful. As I had his phone when he was in the ICU. I had his phone. And people would call. And one guy was named Jimmy. And I'm really grateful for Jimmy. I say, Jimmy, he says, what's with Don? I say, Donnie is. And I say, you, oh, my gosh. So we went through that. And he said, I'm going to call my pastor. He's a Christian man. And he says, I'm going to call my pastor and have him pray for Donnie. And he says, I know somebody in the Philippines that's on fire for prayer. And I'm going to call her. And we have a big prayer circle. So it went from our Sangha into Jimmy's realm of whatever, you know, and however they may do. And we had people all over the world focused on Don. And in my view, that's what brought him back. So, this, I am, and Sri is, and Antisa and will be working on so that we can see the extents of the friends and the associates and the medicine Buddha and all when someone is suffering or requires our attention. So that is coming up. And for those who are not inclined, you know, if you're curious, go ahead and get in it. I have a bit of a hard time when people say, well, if everything's perfect, well, I don't know that I should. If you don't know that you should and you have a doubt about it, don't bother with it. Just don't bother with it. It's just not your propensity, and that's perfectly fine. So there it is. Some people are natural singers and some are not. So the ones who are not are natural at something else. That's the most wonderful thing about something else. Yes.
The medicine Buddha.
Oh, the medicine Buddha is on worldwidehealingcircles.com. Yeah, worldwidehealingcircles.com. And Jivanjali is going to send over a bunch of cards, and we'll have those, and you can even give them out if you want to. Yeah. And so I don't know if we'll have a name to our healing circle or not, but we already have 5,000 people involved in the medicine Buddha. So when Jimmy said goodbye, he said, "Let us pray." I said, "Okay." Over the phone, he said, This guy said some of the, it just sent chills up my spine. The beauty of his language and his desire. And he, at the end, he said, "Let there be a miracle for Donnie in the name of Jesus. Amen." And I'm just like, I was stunned by his, and it doesn't have to be Christian. It doesn't have to be even religiously. It can be. It doesn't have to be. Whatever it is, it's your heart, whatever it is. So let's go to Adam. Adam? We'll have that information available to you when we are on our way. Yes, Adam, please.
Namaste, Guruji. Namaste, precious Sangha. I want to share that these times, I think these superimposed difficult times for me started when I returned from India and the corona started, and all my life had to crash kind of, and I'm talking financially and surviving mode. And this year was particularly difficult, 2023, regarding this. And I just bring this because everything is happening by a reason for me to grow in some way. But this last Thursday, I was so tired of this suffering, you know, that in my morning sadhana that I do for 1 hour Vipassana meditation, then I go for singing Gayatri mantra and other mantras. I'm very devotee of Divine Mother, as you know. And on that meditation, I was cursing God. I was saying, "I hate you, man. I don't want to come here again." So I was really on an outburst of a really difficult energy. I was really tired because I always dream, oh, next life, I want to be born in Brazil. I want to be a musician. You know, I love life. I'm in love with life. I have been always in love. Even when they crash me, I still love life. But this time I was like, no way. I'm never going to back. I'm going to Shiva. I'm going to Samadhi, because I've experienced one day in a ceremony with a lot of medicine, and I was singing the Triambakam mantra for very all night. And then Shiva came and said, "You sure you want to come?" And I said, no. Sorry. I'm sorry. It was because I. So, and he was all green, you know. I was with a very high dose of magic mushrooms, and this happened. Also, what happens, this is I'm helping a lot of people, and I want to share this last thing as a wounded healer. like Kiran, because I've seen the most earth you have been, the most ability you have to help others to heal themselves. This is my point of view. And I'm helping, by the way, an American that has been in depression for many, many years, has been spending a lot of money in psychotherapy, all the top names in the United States. And I went to him and made a plan for him for 3 months. So my work is, I'm underground psychedelic therapist, and I create a ceremony where he meditates, where he goes into a zone for 6 hours. And then we have a preparation and we have an integration. And the integration is about incorporating the meditation practice daily, you know. And I'm also giving him microdosing, a very, very small dose, that he will not feel anything, but he was doing it. And everything was easy. He was totally grateful. He said, in years, I never felt like this. My life is really going. There was other energies regarding the family, but I'm not going there. And somehow the woman, his wife, was fired and he could not go with the treatment. And that was the only support financially that I had. So I was totally okay again. And now another story. So I'm always like this. And my question to you is it okay for us sometimes in the meditation, in the sadhana, to get out all the, let's say, the pain, the suffering, in a not such nice way, like, you know, I don't want to go here. This is horrible, man. What are you making to children? I also saw the images of children in Gaza, and I was like, how can someone look at images or filming these children with these eyes totally crashed? And I was like, what kind of world is this? So this sum up till this Thursday, and then I went for this process. I went outside, and then suddenly everything became again beautiful, because everything changes. Nothing.
Everything does.
Thank you.
How could anybody say that your rage was right or wrong? It's just rage.
Yeah, it was full of rage.
And I'm a regulator inside, within. Whatever comes to my life is like, what are you going to do with it? And in my own life, and I think you came to this, you have faith in God, whatever that means. God only knows what God means. I just can never, ever say what God means or who God is or what God is or how that is. To me, it's obvious. I don't have to define anything. To you, it's obvious, too. I can see. And to have faith in divine love, which means undividable, absolutely unsmashable, nowhere can you find a gap in that. And take me through this. And all that I have, or you have, we don't have to personalize it, all that I have come to realize is right now in my favor. And I cannot abandon what I have come to see. So that's all I can say. And by cognizing that, like you say, the beauty becomes evident. And the horror is still there. And read the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita about the war of Kurukshetra. and Krishna giving the highest teachings possible on the planet in voice to Krishna, who's going to kill his relatives. And he doesn't want to, and he's collapsing in it. And what does Krishna say? That which you are has never been born, will never die. This is, you know, some of these spiritual statements become like really bland because you hear them so many times, but they're powerful awarenesses that take you way beyond this world while your feet are firmly planted. It is what the wise, what the Mahatmas, what the Rishis, what the great saints, the great sages have relied on to see what is so. So the highest teaching was given to Arjuna. I don't know if he ever got it really. Kind of indicates that he never did really understand what Krishna was saying. But Krishna said it anyhow. And he gave to Arjuna what is actual, whether he could receive it or not. He did go to war. Read the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
I will.
Yeah. It's very potent.
I have the word.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you, Adam. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
Thank you. Kunwar. Kunwar Ji Maharaj, namaste, namaste, namaste. TK, well, I don't know. Do you speak Hindi? Yes. Your sound is not on.
Yes, no.
Do you speak Hindi?
Yes, I do speak Hindi, yes.
Is it your native speak?
The state where I am, it is Punjabi, but I am more comfortable in Hindi.
Okay.
So, mujhe Hindi aati hai achhi se.
Achha. Dhanyawad ji. So, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm good. I just finished my exams. They were in Kashi, the venue, and they went really well. Your blessings were there, and I went to Kashi Vishwanath the day before the exam. And it
wonderful.
Was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the arati on the Ganges?
Yes, I did.
Man, what a beautiful arati that is, huh? So in India, just to refresh people's awareness, in India, from the beginning of the Ganges all the way to the Bay of Bengal, every day, twice a day, the pundits, the housewives, the fathers, the children, the people come out to the river and wave the lights of love and recognition of the holiness of a river every day for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. I love India. I love you. You know that, huh?
You do. All these years, this, all the confusion in life, you have cleared it out. So
I have not. I've only told you how to clear it out. You cleared it out. You can ignore everything that's said to you. You brought it to yourself, didn't you?
Like when I talk to a friend, I just say Guru's grace, because it's not a cliche statement. That's what I feel from my heart. I think it's only the grace of the Guru. We can't do anything.
I totally, totally agree. You can do everything. I don't agree with the end of it, but I totally agree because I have known that in my own life. So you do the work. You do the work. You always do. It's the guru within you. Huh? What does guru mean? Huh? What does it mean? Gu, light. Gu, light. Ru.
Remove.
Yes.
So I had something to discuss, like about euthanasia, because my dog is very old, and she's gone blind. She's almost touching 16. So I had some family member come and said that me and my parents were sinners and selfish because we were not euthanizing her. But I have seen fire in her to live, to eat. She's up and about. Unlike humans who lose their senses, animals actually get used to it.
Not all humans lose their senses. Be careful of general speak. Be very careful. Yeah, you know, my son, the one who... Have you got the letters about Donnie and so on?
No, I didn't get. Actually, okay. I didn't check them also because I was busy with exams. I'll have a look.
Okay. But anyhow, he's gone through some stuff. Hard, really hard. And he has a dog too, and she's 13 years old. And I tell you, this dog... This is what the dog looks like. Without glasses, right? And she's just as sweet as she can be. And she walks like that. And she loves love. And my son, I also said to Don, because he mentioned it, I said, maybe, and he has to carry the dog around everywhere, and he has to go many places, and he has many things to do, many official things to do. He's carrying a dog under his arms when he's filling out forms. And she's so sweet. I just love Gabby is her name, right? So I said to Don, you know, I don't know, maybe you should put Gabby to sleep. He says, no way. I said, good. So, yeah. What can you say? You can only go with another person's view. Their view in their life is the most important view of all. If it needs a little adjustment, you can offer them a little oil, a little adjustment, some grace, a light and love. And if they take it, good. And if they don't, okay, what to do? Isn't that right?
Huh?
And you're like a bucket. Maharaji used to say, turn your balti the right side up so it can be filled. Well, your balti has been filled. Balti is a bucket. He was referring to the heart. Yeah. It's wonderful how India sees what benefits. And it really moves from there, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love you.
I love you too. And so good to see you after about 2 months. And so heartwarming. So.
Yeah. Well, we're always together, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Thank you. You have anything more that you want to say?
No, that was all. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Blessings on the dog. Huh? Give her a lot of love, or him a lot of love. I mean, an old dog is... What did you say about humans and dogs?
Like, if dogs, you know, their senses fail or they're ill, they're not miserable. Like, they don't have that mental suffering going on. They adjust to it. And humans are, like, acting out like crybabies, including me.
I totally agree with you. Absolutely, 100%. You and I see eye to eye. There's no doubt about that. Crybabies, I agree with you. But, you know, people had to learn to be crybabies because people are, in all of their nonsense, are still extremely creative. They are noble. They have a great integrity. They are dignified if they just choose to be, right? Isn't that true? It's always there for them, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, inborn. Namaste.
Namaste.
Gabriel and Max, how are you? You got to put your sound on. And then Yashodhara. And then we will close.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste.
Well, your transmission in the beginning was just answering the question I came with to this.
I think a lot of people are.
For me, it was like not a personal challenge. My life is really beautiful, rich, and very easy these days. But I felt the challenge of the events, particularly in Palestine and Israel. And I felt I cannot distance myself from that, what is happening there, what is showing up there. And so it created some unbalance in my system. And so I was asking myself if I was doing something wrong to allow for that unbalance. And so your transmission showed me that it's just the other way. I have asked for a deepening of my awareness. And so this challenge gives me the chance to deepen my awareness of the peace that is untouched by all of that.
That's right. And remember, as we offer whatever we have to offer within the situation on the planet, and we must, at least I feel we must, that's what partially we're about. We are of the Bodhisattva clan, even though we're not Buddhists. We definitely are here to aid the shift in consciousness. This is what my master has told me. And Jesus said, what did Jesus say? Be in the world, but not of it. Everyone will interpret that in their own way, which is perfect because it fits their lives in many different ways. And that to become, this is something that I was telling to Prem Delu. She knows. She knows. There's no question that she knows. I'm not telling her anything new. I'm just speaking to her in conversation, in exchange. That well, you know, she's right in the middle of it. And she's coming very clear. And as you say, that peace is always within you. So what do you have to offer into the world? Is it your sadness? Okay, I get that. But can we clean up that energy emotionally a little bit and offer the light of peace to everyone? And the only way it's going to change, I don't know about Palestine or Ukraine. I do know that these situations are going up for that very purpose, for humanity to get sick and tired of their divisions and their hatred and their willingness to kill each other. And yet we have something to offer within it, and that is love, non-duality, however you see that. And peace. As I sit here, let's say, in this swing overlooking the garden, so be it in the hearts of those who are suffering, that they find that there is this refuge of peace within them. It is always there. Do you remember the story of the mother in Dresden when the bombs were falling? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's such a good one at this time and all around. And she took her daughter, her young daughter, down to the basement, down to the foundation. And she sat with her daughter and she refused anything but the peace in her heart. And she just held her daughter like that, emotionally calm, reflective. And her daughter said, in her life, she had never feared anything, ever, because of the way her mother transmitted that peace to her when bombs were falling. So we have the ability to transmit that peace also. We can hold Palestine in our heart, however you may see that happening, and offer something that if you want to see the change in the world, you have to be the change in the world. This is Mahatma Gandhi's point. And if we're always suffering, then we're only encouraging suffering. And it's likely that we must suffer to some degree what's happening on the planet. But we are here as those who will make the change in our own lives, not by ignoring what's going on, but adding to what's going on through a focused intention. And I don't know if I'll see it in my lifetime or not, but I'm going to live for that, regardless if I see it in my lifetime or not. You understand? I don't need to see the result. The result may take 1,000 years, but I'm here for that and for that alone. And I don't encourage suffering in myself. Although I do, I'm not going to go there and pity myself and pity others and all of this . May all of humanity be itself. Awaken to God's love and presence within their heart and cease to make a difference and appreciate the uniqueness of every living being. So if we get into the divisions and we get into the war, and for Prem Dalu, it's very, very special because she's there. She has a very particular challenge. But I can see that the whole world is in prayer like never before. And this is part of the beauty of the horror. Although what is horrible is not beauty. It has to be transformed in our consciousness to see what we can offer life and each other. We don't have to be in Palestine to realize that I love you. I don't know what that means, but I'm going to, I don't even know what it means. I don't know what it means. I have no idea what it means, but I know the power of it resides in my heart. And for this I live and for this I offer. I don't know what else. What else? And if the sadness comes, let it come. But I'm not going to stir it so that I live my life in sadness. Nothing's going to get in the way of the light of my heart, because that's what I have to offer. Is it true or not?
Yes,
it is true. And you are of the lineage of those who are here for that purpose. No?
Yes.
Yeah. Aunt Tisa, what do you say?
There was something very beautiful yesterday, I think, on the news, because the internet and cell phones and electricity has all been cut off in Gaza. And so they used the minarets that are used to call to prayer, typically, to speak of what's going on inside Gaza to those who are outside. And the thing that they asked for was prayer.
Yeah, this is very beautiful. See, the focus of a human being's consciousness is extreme. It can be extreme. It can take, it can make everything balanced. It's up to you. Huh? So Antisa says that if you didn't hear her, she said that there in Israel, all the communications are cut off.
In Gaza.
In Gaza. And what about the rest?
It's only in Gaza.
It's only in Gaza.
They bombed so severely.
Yes.
The bombs are so severe that there's no internet or data or cell
phone. Oh, yeah. Okay. Of course.
So there's no communication from the inside out. And so unless you're in the war zone.
Okay. I'm going to tell them. Okay. So because they're waiting, yes, basically, for what you're saying. So she says at Gaza, where all the bombs have fallen and all the destruction has come, anyhow, that that place is lacking communication, outer communication. But what they have called for is prayer. Yeah, you see, this is part of the awakening of the world. It's so strange that human beings have to go through such tremendous difficulty and hardship to wake up.
And, you know, you said before you don't know if you're going to live for that change that's about to happen.
And well, I don't know if it's about to happen or not. It may take 1,000 years to happen at max. It may take a twinkling of an eye.
Yeah. And I feel the beauty is also that at the same time we feel the suffering and we see the beauty. So
yes.
So
you know, this go ahead, please.
Okay, that's the power I feel of what we share is that on the one hand we say, okay, we don't know how it's going to manifest, but we know that it's true because we live it every day.
Yeah, because we live it every day, because it's our experience. Yes. It's not philosophy. It's not theory. It's not an idea. It's not a psychological.
And it's not idea. About it's not about change. It's not about becoming. It's about being.
That's right. Yeah.
And I find that, like, when people are so much stuck in trying to change something in the world, it's so important they come back to realize it's not about change, it's about what already is.
And no, that's, you sound like Shanti Mai.
Yes, well, that's why, she's talking through me, you know.
Oh, she's not talking through you. You're talking through your own experience. That's what I love. You've been reminded.
Yeah.
Anaji sent me over to your house to remind you. I'm just a door knocker, that's all. Because you have come to that, not because you have theorized about it, not because you have heard it from somebody else's voice and known it's true ideologically, because you have experienced it is the most important of all. Mm-hmm. This is what I was telling to Kumar. Mm-hmm. I know what he means when he says Guru's grace. You know, we're living Maharaji's grace. I say Teradasacha could not be, would not be without that relationship. It just wouldn't. The life would have gone in another direction altogether. But it is the fine receptivity and willingness of a disciple. And I am forever a disciple. Forever. That the master's work, because the master's within you, it meets the master within you, begins to emerge in a life. Mm-hmm. Or maybe doesn't begin, just is. It's wonderful what you're saying. And I just totally agree. Just not that you need my agreement. I'm just saying that we're in eye to eye, heart to heart.
Yes. And I would like to add something else, which is more of the area of change. And that's a beautiful quote from Ilya Prigozhin. And he says, in a system that is far from equilibrium, small islands of coherence have the capacity to bring the whole system to a new order. And I think Absolutely. That's exactly what we are doing.
And that is that's what's being done through us.
Yes. And I think it's really a very bright statement, and it gives a lot of energy and hope in the true sense.
Oh, can I change your language?
Yes, sure.
Skip hope. Hope springs eternal. Go into faith. Faith is stronger than hope. Hope kind of wants a thing to be happening. Faith says, whatever happens, I'm going to get through this, and I'm going to get through it well. Okay? No hope. Maybe once in a while.
Well, it's also a possibility. I just read this definition of hope. It's not about outcome. It's about doing what makes sense and what is true.
Well, that's hope. In my vocabulary, that's faith.
Yes. So
I hope it works out today. I hope it, never mind. But anyhow, you know that I'm language specific, so you keep your language, I'll keep mine, but I'd like to read.
Yes. I really like your specific about language, because it teaches me so much, and it teaches me to listen. It's very, very valuable.
It's important, isn't it? Language is extremely important. And I learned it when I removed the term hate from my vocabulary and removed the term try from my vocabulary. Wow, that took a long time to get it out. It was like a little disease. So anyhow, yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Mm. You have a great Shakti sitting next to you, by the way.
Yes.
Thank you. Namaste. What are you giggling about, huh? True. Yashodhara, how are you? You got to turn on your... There you go. Max, put your hand down there. There he did. Okay, go ahead. Please.
Now it's there. Okay. Hello, Shanti Mai. Namaste.
Namaste. Greetings.
I'm so happy to sit here with you. And although in the last, I felt many answers already be given, still I put at your feet what is in my heart to come to that peace as you're speaking about. But I find it so difficult in this war is this enormous pro-Israel, but I mean also...
Wait a minute. I'm not understanding anything you're saying. Okay. The last word I heard was war. And hold on, there was something else you said that I wanted to address. Oh, it passed by. Go ahead, please.
So what disturbs my heart is the enormous pro-Israel what I receive. And especially also here in Germany, where it's if you are pro-Palestina, it's... You are anti-Semitic, is my perception.
Why are you pro anything?
Yeah, but that's what I receive the world.
Pro anything. This is a human problem. This is not a Palestinian problem and a Jewish problem. It looks like that. But this is a problem of the human heart. This is the division of the human heart. I am better. You are not. I am better. You are not. I'll take what you have. I'll take what you have. This is definitely in the form of Israel and Palestine. But this has been going on forever. And it's because the heart is split in two. and the heart's not split in two. Be in the world, but not of it, Jesus said. And be careful to get your feet too deeply into the political scene of this world. You have something else to offer. You have something else to offer, something much, much greater in terms of, not that it makes us greater, not leveling ourselves above anyone or below anyone for that fact. But it can only make you bitter. And you're not a bitter person. You have something much greater to offer. Love is the greatness that you have to offer. Why are you in this war? Why aren't you offering something into the mix rather than being in the mix? Of course it's disturbing. Of course it's horrible. But you're here to offer something in. And it is, look what happens. Now it's an inner war. Not only is it an exterior war over there, which is still in our world and very important to us all, but now this is the commander's deepest wish, is that you will fight inside your bones and hate someone. Stop it. And there is an element of it, naturally so, but there's an element of it that is quite personal when it comes to my door. The fear of when it comes to my door. So there, it's like when somebody dies, our grief is rarely, cannot actually be. Our love is, but our grief is never for the dead. It's always for ourselves. We have to face our mortality when somebody we love dies, and we're scared to death of it. We're scared to death of death. If that isn't a crazy statement, I don't know what is. But the yogi has no fear of living or dying. And no, because it's inevitable. You're not going to get away from it. So you're here on this earth with your pure heart. Do what you can. If you want to send money, send money. If you want to send food, send food. But live so that you are not warring with yourself, so that one more island, as Max was speaking about, can change the world. That is absolutely true. That's a beautiful, beautiful statement and absolutely true. So waste your time not on your idea of divisions, because you're not a divided person. Nobody's divided. There is only God on this planet. Well, God with this war? Yes. It's not the wisdom of God that's creating the war. It's the lack of the wisdom of God that's creating this war. And the division of the ideas of who God is and what God is and how God is and who... Here, let me kill. We'll do away with you. There is a greater wisdom that is always governing everything. And your question about how that could be so is irrelevant. It is so. How could it be that God would let this happen? Your question is irrelevant. It's happening. You cannot erase God. You're breathing and your heart is beating. So you're an angelic force. All of this history is only to remind us how terrible human beings are. It's time for a shift in consciousness. And you are a part of that or not, but you are a part of it even if you think that you are not, isn't it? Remember, the Bodhisattva goes through, we are not Bodhisattvas, we are related to the Bodhisattvas because we're here to support the shift of consciousness by being the shift of consciousness. There you go. The Bodhisattva's way in Buddhism is very tough, very, very hard, very the discipline and the requirements are incredible to pray for the world because they're so pure, so to speak. That's what is said. The first requirement of a Bodhisattva in the documents, in the rules of the Bodhisattva is to live in joy. Because if joy disappears, then what? So you must have some joy. You must encourage joy in others. Even in very hard times, very, very hard times, you must encourage joy in your heart. Find the beauty. Sometimes it's really hard to find the beauty, particularly when you're sighted. Particularly when you have this side or that side. And I do understand the sides, I do. But I don't know where to land except for in the heart of the human being. And then we grieve the possibility that the war will come to our door and that we will die in it. Could be. But until then, and if I can do anything in the world for anyone, in any way, shape, or form, what I am capable of, I don't know, I will do. Or it will be done through me. I like that better. Because in my view, it's only God that is doing anything, and it's all a dreaming, and it is all illusion, although it exists. Yeah, because you're trying to figure it out, because you're tracking me rather than anything else. You can't track me. No, you can't track me. Your words tell a lot. It's not a problem, Antisa. This is information.
Yes, but what I said to you before was that I wasn't tracking what I was thinking. I wasn't tracking it.
Well, of course you were. No, we're not going to get into it. Of course you were tracking what you were thinking because you couldn't hear me. You were thinking about the toilet. You can never fool me. Don't try. Don't try to clear it up. Take the information as a gift.
Thank you,
Sean. There you go. And if you don't like it, you really do not have to accept it. That's the most marvelous thing of all. You never have to accept what's being said to you. You don't have to follow it. You don't have to do anything with it. You can just chuck it and be inspired and uplifted on Sundays. No problem. And that's as good as anything else. Who could complain about it? Who can judge it? It's all great. It's all God. You will see when you want to. Oh, okay. Goodbye. I love you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Clearing.
Be very careful about splitting your heart between human beings and their activities. Humans are weird. Now, will they? Don't you find that true?
Yes.
Why should there be a war on Earth? And what's really strange, I'm going to repeat, is they're dignified, creative, intelligent, loving, noble of soul. So this is never coming. You're never becoming that. You already are that. And it's the awareness of that is clouded by our ideas of divisions. So go to your heart. Be happy. Smile. There you go. That was finally genuine. So smile. And give to people what really is extremely precious. I'm going to go back to Gabriel and Max for a moment. Then we're going to close because Max has his hand
up. Okay.
Yeah. Max. Oh, Gabriel, you're forefront right now. Yes.
It's me. Namaste, Shantanu.
Namaste.
Good to see you. I wanted to come back to the beginning and thank you. That was so wonderful, what you said, your transmission. And it is very strange, this war, this new war in Israel and Palestine seems to be so much more divisive and at the same time pulls so much more energy and almost a need to do, to be there, to give, to come together and send. But what started it for me, what was when you asked for prayer for Don, and when we came together for the energy work and it widened and we did some lachi and a light for Israel and Palestine, and then it's always for the world. And what I realized when you spoke in the beginning, we have spoken about this before, I think last time, but it has become so much clearer that I can see now what the blessing is, that this happens and focuses, it helps to focus on what is real, what is really important,
what is really valuable and important. Yes.
And everybody reacts differently. So what I observe in myself, there's no inclination to speak about the war and the separation that I see happening. It is so not separation, the divisiveness of this, especially this war. It almost overshadows the other one in Europe, in Ukraine. Everybody's talking about Israel and Palestine and everybody has got an opinion. And I refuse in a way to go there. I just don't want to. I can't.
That's right. And it emotionally does touch every one of us.
Yes, it does.
In one way or another. And for those who are in the midst of it, you know, that they call for prayer in Gaza is extremely significant, isn't it? Yeah. What more? What greater focus? What involvement can you have from a distance? You can send on your heart, however you see it. I don't know how people do it, but I know it works. I know it works. And I don't have a timeline on that. I don't have an expectation on how it should look when that blooms. If it blooms in my lifetime, it will bloom. Of course it does. But it's the only way to be alive. And we are supporting life, not hatred and wars. We are supporting the people in them, for sure, but not the ideology of it whatsoever.
And all the people, Everyone's suffering. That is so important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The whole world is in prayer right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I also realize what you said. I'm not indifferent to it. I see the headlines. I sometimes read something before I pull back again. I'm very touched by the suffering of everybody involved. But when I think of that area now, I always see the net of light we put over it in yes. one of our gatherings. That's what I see. That's what that's where my focus is. And I can't tell you how grateful I am to be in this community and to have been included in the possibility to do this work, to this send this light, send the prayers and the blessing and the love. I wouldn't have done, but I'm here and I'm just, I don't have the word for my gratitude.
I understand. And it's not to ignore, and I know you're not, but it's not to also step in. And I feel that this is, again, Jesus's teaching to be in the world, but not of it, because the world is awakening. The world is awakening, and they're awakening from this war. Something within me is awakening through my son's near-death moment. The awakening is constant. Mastering. So, as the Mayans know, as the Christians know, as the Hindus know, as the philosophers know, that this is a time of shifting of consciousness and a new world, so to speak, is being developed, and we are walking that bridge. And as we walk that bridge, we also bring everyone with us. Like water goes down a drain, the whole water goes with us. We're, you know, life is one God. And when it is realized, then, well, I cannot say what. Realizing to each their experience and what their heart brings to them and what it offers to others. This is where we are. This is where we stand. This is our offering. This is our commitment. And what, you know, somebody wrote to me yesterday and said, oh, we were out and about on a vacation and I didn't get the prayer request from you about Don, but now I see it and I have put his name on my altar. Thank you. More than enough. So what is it, this little spark? You know, one time in California, an entire forest fire of miles of fire started with a spark when a guy started his car and backed up. So what can a spark do? Thank you for putting his name on your altar. More than enough. Thank you. God bless you. This is our work. Thank you. Thank you so much for being who you are.
I love you, Shantimaya. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Namaste.
Namaste.
Primo, can you sing the blessing song? And let's sing, you sing the blessing song for everyone, everywhere, every heart that's beating. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 Upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. Amen. 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 Oh, amen. 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 Upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. He is for you. Amen. 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 And your children and their children and their children. May his blessings go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, 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 he is for you. Gracious to you, the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace, and give you peace.
Three there, thank you. Thank you for unmuting me. Remember this great teaching at this particular time, that the identity with the perishable body is not where you want to go, but the identity with the heart of God is where you want to go. You'll always be called your name. You'll always have your body. That doesn't go away, but it's perishable, and the Spirit of God is not. And in war, there will be no cutting, killing, harming, dividing that which we truly are. And our hearts do break. And as they do break, let them not be oozing a bitterness, but a light of love for all. Namaste. It's very important. Namaste.